This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2049. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 27th, Algeria, Antarctica, Belarus, Bolivia, Bougainville, Canada, China, Cuba, France, India, Indonesia, Korea, South and North, Laos, Madagascar, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Peru, Spain, Sudan, Tajikistan, Tibet, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, filed under Algeria, the transmitter site since Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, objects to the term Western Sahara about the 1550 kHz Polisario Front station. It's at Rabouni, Algeria, and it's still off the air, unless they're operating at very early hours in the morning, and I'm missing that. But I'm convinced they're gone for some reason, maybe just technical, so it can be temporary. Or Algeria may be fed up with spending funds and resources for this Algerian-backed clandestine project. Time will tell. As expected last week, LRA 36 Antarctica did show up for a Saturday broadcast, August 22nd, but on much earlier than 16:30 as it had been on previous Saturdays. Manuel Mendez in Spain says it came on at 14:09 with that Morse code message, and I was hearing it from TuneIn at 14:42 via remotes in Brazil, and still going past 2000 UT, unknown for how much longer. That is on 15475.98, upper sideband reduced carrier. Last week we reported that due to the situation in Belarus, Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty had resumed some broadcasts in the White Russian language via medium wave transmitter in Lithuania on 1386. And now Polish Radio has also started special news broadcasts for Belarus. Mike Cooper found this on the Polish Radio website August 21st, that PR is set to launch a special news service for listeners in neighboring Belarus, where post-election protests have grown against longtime strongman leader Alexander Lukashenko. PR says news broadcasts in Belarusian on Polish Radio 1 will help keep listeners beyond Poland's eastern border informed about what is happening in their country amid limited access to reliable information. Thanks to transmitters at a broadcasting center in north-central Poland, PR1 can be heard on longwave 225 kHz almost throughout Europe, including the entire territory of Belarus. Special news programs produced by PR's external service will be aired three times a day around 6:30 a.m., shortly after noon, and just after 10 p.m. Time zone not specified, whether it's Poland's of UT plus 2 or Belarus of UT plus 3. However, this raises the question of whether under the current regime in Poland, its news can be considered objective and reliable. Dan Robinson replies from a knowledgeable source, Polish media is not controlled by the ruling party, not even by a long shot. The government controls the public broadcaster to a large degree, but so did the opposition party when it was in power, and no one except the current ruling party protested. Much of Poland's media is foreign-owned, such as Newsweek, Forbes, Discovery Channel, German and French, most of it anti-ruling party and strongly pro-opposition. Foreign media ownership is not permitted in the U.S. In some ways, there is far more press freedom in Poland than here. Verbal attacks by both sides are far more pointed and sophisticated than here. They actually discuss issues rather than repeat slogans. They also insult each other to no end. But the Poles do not riot or attack each other physically, as is the case in the U.S. So says Dan Robinson, quoting someone. From São Paulo State, Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich reports about Bolivia's emissoras Pio XII on 5952+, heard August 22nd from 2245 to 2252 with some talks in Quechua. He says it seems they broadcast only on Saturday on this frequency. Fair reception, but the audio was distorted. From adjacent British Columbia, Harold Sellers reports an update on CFVP 6030 Calgary, Alberta, as of August 21st, this just in from the engineering staff. The tower grounding is replaced and fixed, The transmitter itself had issues and is now repaired and back out at the site. The next thing is to sweep the transmission line and matching network and check impedance. So it should not be too much longer now before it's back on the air on 6030. Of course, it's a poor frequency choice as long as Radio Marti and Cuban Jamming is also there. I say, why in the world don't they also change it? Artie Bigley sends a Canadian press report of August 26th. As many as 40 local TV outlets and 200 Canadian radio stations could be forced to close in the next 3 years as the financial pressures faced by media companies intensify under the COVID-19 pandemic, suggests a new study from an industry advocacy group. The Canadian Association of Broadcasters issued a report warning of potential closures and widespread job cuts as private TV and radio broadcasters face a cumulative projected revenue shortfall of up to $1 gigadollar by the end of 2022. Most vulnerable are the country's AM radio stations as well as other independent private radio and TV operations in smaller markets. Commissioned by the CAB, the study is titled The Crisis in Canadian Media and the Future of Local Broadcasting. And the CAB is urging the federal government to provide emergency regulatory relief as well as greater targeted support for the industry starting this fall. From Aceto Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on China. 6035, PBS Yunnan with their relay of FM 99, August 26th at 1400. The usual time pips, a Beijing time check, and the station singing Radio Shangri-La jingle. It was followed by spoken English, flying with a heart, traveling with the sound of Shangri-La. So Ron says, I am not hearing any reference to their new name of Yunnan International Broadcasting. Something's always wrong at the incompetent Dentro-Cuban jamming command, still running heavy jamming after 0400 UT when Radio Marti is not even on the air anymore on shortwave. Not only jamming Marti frequencies, but bleeding far beyond. August 20th at 0545, I could hear noise jamming all the way from 6012 to 6048. And August 24th at 0600, between 7310 and 7385, over that entire range, the combined heavy noise centered on 7335 and 7365. And something's always wrong at Radio Cuba and Radio Havana, Cuba. On 5055, August 22nd at 0614, I was getting a leapfrog mixing product of 5025 Rebelde over 5040 Radio Havana in English, which was on the air later than usual. And not to be confused with 4KZ Australia, the only one legitimately on 5055. Furthermore, on this occasion, the RHC 5040 frequency was breaking up very badly as Ed Newman was trying to talk. This mixture from the Bauta transmitter site is also possible over a very long span of hours. I heard it again, August 25th at midnight 48. But at least there was no reverse leapfrog on 5010, leaving WRMI in the clear. Meanwhile, Radio Progreso has been missing again, nothing there on 4765, August 25th at midnight 57. Its nominal start time is midnight 30, only until 0400. Cuba Non, UT Sunday, August 23rd at 0300, a routine check for World of Radio on WRMI, 5800, found something else, the Cuban National Anthem, and then an hour of Radio Republica. Until now, RMI has brokered RR broadcasts only via Issoudun, France, on 9490, and that's where the noise jamming also goes. But those have been ending at 0300 during the summer. Now they have another hour announced at 0356 as a new frequency on Thursdays through Sundays at 11 p.m. to midnight, which equals 03 to 04 UT Friday through Monday. It was not yet jammed, but that will surely subject another WRMI frequency besides 9955 to Cuban jamming, and by the shoddy Cubans not only during that hour or those days. Anyhow, 5800 went off at 0400. I wonder why 9490 via France was simply not prolonged another hour, as RMI via France is registered until 0500. But so is Radio Japan via Germany, and that's actually in use. Anyhow, this led to some new scheduling for World of Radio, about which more later. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny reports, Special broadcast of marine weather in French and English on 5970 between 15 and 1530 UT, August 25th. Yes, it's another yacht race. I heard it the next day via remote receiver at the same hour, but they said it was probably the last one, as the racers would have arrived at their destination by the next day. The Atlantic yacht race, due to the virus, was curtailed only along the coast of France instead of all the way to the Azores. Via remote receivers in Qatar and India, Wolfgang Büschel has been measuring some frequencies to three decimal places, which he calls much odd frequencies, for India. All India Radio on 6099.967, the Voice of Kashmir program, but transmitted from Delhi Kanpur. This was August 23rd between 0715 and 1030. A powerhouse signal with excellent audio quality, unusual for All India Radio, not buzzy. Another one from the other site near Delhi at Kingsway on 9949.809. A much, much odd frequency, the Urdu service of AIR, from 8:30 to 11:30, heard at 09:39. But this one also had some buzz strings visible, 50 hertz apart on either sideband. All in a clash on 3325 between NBC Bougainville and Voice of Indonesia. Ron Howard, however, was monitoring August 22nd and was hearing Voice of Indonesia only between 1256 and 1404 as Bougainville was off the air. VOI in English until 1400 with decent audio, then Indonesian. He was unable to hear the possible parallel 4749.95 due to all the interference from China and Bangladesh. On August 25th, however, both Indonesia and Bougainville were vying for the frequency at 1320. Ron Howard reports the weekly jump-around frequencies from the South Korean clandestines as of August 25th. VOP at 1214 on 3480, 3910, 3925, 4450, 6520, and 6600. At 1228, VOH was on 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 9095. He says there was an overplayed dramatization of Bill Clinton's life becoming somewhat comical at 1340 when Touch Global Headlines started. Very good reception as usual. The third station, Voice of Freedom, still on 5920 in the clear at 1225. Good reception, while the super jamming white noise from North Korea was still on the former frequency, 6045. Someone recently reported Laos on 6130, but in BCDX, Mauno Ritola in Finland says, I think that has been off the air for almost a full year, except for very short reactivations. It was easy to detect because, unlike Tibet, it was always a bit below nominal on 6129.984. I've tried to contact them many times, but no reply. Now that Mr. Satchapansi has retired. And Wolfgang Büschel says, not heard for some months. When Victor put his Perseus on the air July 28th, nothing heard from Vientiane via Sri Lanka. I heard only China, that is, Tibet, on 6130. Some more precise frequency measurements by Wolfgang Büschel, helping us to separate stations via remote in India. All India Radio from Kerala on 5009.996, while Madagascar was on 5009.911, August 24th at 1608. Also heard a weak signal on the other domestic Madagascar frequency, 6135, well after sunrise, August 24th at 1404. Could it be Madagascar via long path? Ron Howard says yes, he's quite sure it was. Wolfgang Büschel also had it be a remote receiver in Queensland until sign-off at 1502, August 25th. Another time to hear 6135 is around 0400 UT, as Ralph Perry, Illinois, reported in the NASA flash sheet, and I also heard it there August 25th at 0408. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2049, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Eric Lund in Karlsborg, Sweden, who said a contribution converted to U.S. dollars via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says thanks for 40-plus years of DX information. They also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. The new 2020 edition of the IRCA Mexican Log has now been published. It's a tremendous work of research by editor Tim Hall, and it's available free online for everyone. It lists all AM stations in Mexico by frequency, including call letters, state, city, day and night power, slogans, schedule, formats, networks, and notes. There's a call letter index with call frequency, city, and state, a city index by state and then city, including frequency, call, and day-night power, a transmitter site index by state and city with geographical coordinates, and a spreadsheet linking to websites, live broadcasts, and Facebook pages of many Mexican stations. An indispensable reference for anyone who hears Mexican radio stations. The URL is rather complicated. I won't attempt to pronounce verbally. However, Phil, by the way, says you may email him for details on how to get it. It's phil.bytheway@gmail.com. At press times for this, however, there was a question about the status of some Ciudad Juarez AM stations, notably 1560 XEJPV. It might have been off the air since its website had disappeared, but the latest info is that it is still being heard with an ID as Deportiva 1560. Other stations in its group may also be destined for closure. Or a change in format, notably 1560. The latest update from Tim Hall, August 27th, says, just a few hours after the log was published, our first update, XCJPV is changing to W Radio at the end of August, but it's still apparently owned by Grupo Mega Radio, which has been ordered to shut down this station and several others for failing to renew the licenses. So who knows how long this will last. There's a long-standing collision between Mongolia and North Korea around 12015. But Wolfgang Büschel has measured their exact frequencies, which are considerably different to tell them apart, August 24th around 1417 UT. Mongolia, which is in Mongolian, 12014.876, while Voice of Korea in Russian, 12014.985. Ivo Ivanov notes a new registration for a 1-kilowatt station in the Netherlands at a place called Elburg, ELBURG, Radio Delta International, from 07 until midnight UT non-directional in Dutch and English on Fridays and Saturdays. However, it will have a bit of a problem with co-channel interference from China, 500 kilowatts in Eastern European languages between 1830 and 2100. UT Sunday, August 23rd, 9925, the mighty KBC from the Netherlands via Germany was barely audible, S2 to S4, not propagating well anymore. They normally revert to the 49-meter band in September, none too soon, although that's not yet confirmed. Look for them on 5960 from September 6th, UT Sundays from midnight until 02. In IRCA, medium wave DXer Tim Tromp, somewhere in West Michigan, says one of those surreal DXing moments, August 20th, when I heard a 50-kilowatt religious star radio from New Zealand on 657 kilohertz. It rose up from just a carrier above the noise floor to a thrilling few minutes of extreme DX, which had me rushing for my phone to get a handle on their audio feed. Yes, it was an easy match with the preacher heard on his recording at 1056 UT. While not exotic programming, the DX sure was. This blows away any audio I've heard from NZ before in Michigan on medium wave. Well, IGH also had a carrier, at least, on 657, August 18th at 1152 from the direction of New Zealand. In Shortwave Bulletin, Tore B. Vick reports, 4 new licenses for shortwave stations in Peru, according to official information on various dates in 2019. But as far as we know, none of them have appeared yet, and we wonder if they ever will. But these are the frequencies to keep an ear on. The power for each is listed as 1 kilowatt. Exact location is given, but I'll just mention the department. On 3270 OAW7N in Cusco. On 3295 OAW5F in Apurimac. On 4800 OAW7O in Cusco. 4935 OAW4Z in Lima. Radio Exterior de España programming in English may be only token amounting to one sesquihour per week, but they have some excellent programming in Castilian. UT Wednesday, August 26th at midnight 6 on 9690 with a very good signal. I ran across some classical music including Bird Calls, Canciones de Pájaros en la Música Clásica, including The Pines of Rome by Respighi, where there's a nightingale. A lot of hunting through the RTVE website, but I finally found the program called Enclave de Cinco, meaning in a key of 5, referring to the Radio 5 network. And this program is 1 hour long, starting at 23:30 UT on Tuesdays. This particular episode about the birds, which originally aired last March, and they do have a la carta, an extensive roster of podcasts of previous episodes of this, and it seems every other program on Spanish radio. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Voice of Africa, Sudan, after months without hearing it, is now on the air on 9505, August 21st at 1635 to 1719, in French with African songs and ID, at 1717 English, The Voice of Africa from Sudan. It was QRM from Romania on 9500. He also heard their domestic frequency 7205 at 1615 until off at 1624, cut off abruptly in Arabic, also at 0403 to 0420 on August 22nd. Diotavio Bobrovich in Brazil also reports 9505, August 24th at 1758 to 1805 with a beep at the top of the hour. Sounded like Arabic, but listed as Hausa at that time. Voice of Tibet, clandestine via Tajikistan, always operates on split frequencies, never ending in 5 or 0. Wolfgang Büschel reports this August 27th at 1330 via a remote in India on 9894, but also with spurs plus and minus 30 kHz, 9864 and 9924. Letterbox from the Voice of Turkey has been missing the past few weeks from their Wednesday or Saturday repeat broadcasts, as Alan Rowe and I have noted. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany says, according to info received from the German service earlier in August, the Voice of Turkey is still operating in a COVID-19 mode. It is said that only one technician is in the studio building at a time, taking up all responsibilities. During the German broadcast, only one member is present, taking care of the news and some bureau work. Other parts of the programs are repeats. The mailbag is canceled for the time being. Producers are expected to leave the building after the broadcast. One might think the situation at the transmitter site is similar, which would explain the additional scheduling errors observed by other shortwave listeners. Dr. Biener also forwards this from the BBC Media Center. Comedians versus the news. BBC World Service launches topical comedy podcast and radio series. Hosted by New York City comedians Jess Salomon and Eman El Husseini. Each week they are joined by two international comedians to take on the headlines and find the funny in the stories the world is talking about. It launches as a podcast on and on air 30 August. Rowe has researched from their complicated program schedule when we may actually hear it on the air, starting 29 August. Saturday at 0132 on 5970 and 11730. Sunday 30 August at 0432 on 9915. Via Madagascar, that might make it to North America. Also 12095 and 13580. The series is scheduled weekly until November. I hardly ever hear any Heifer beacons in the 13550 to 13570 ISM band, but I still check almost every morning around 14 UT for 13565, K6 FRC in Patterson, California. All it sends is that ham ID over and over. Any reception of it is notable since its publicized power is only 1.8 milliwatts. I've heard it a number of times, and finally I heard it again August 24th at 14:08. I never hear it at any other time of day, so I can only wonder if it's always on the air or not. One major news story this week concerning the U.S. AGM affair, it was in realclearpolitics.com, August 24th, headlined, Lax Internet Freedom Group Box at New PAC Oversight. A very long article, but it starts out in early August. Two government officials showed up at the taxpayer-funded Washington, D.C. offices of a nonprofit billing itself as devoted to enabling dissidents in China, Iran, and other repressive countries to gain internet access and escape censorship and surveillance. What officials of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, the umbrella organization for VOA and several other foreign language news outlets, what they found set off serious alarm bells about what they describe as the organization's carelessly lax security. It was as if the nonprofit, the Open Technology Fund, or OTF, was still moving into offices and had yet to put any security protocols in place. Laptops and hard drives were left unsecured in boxes throughout the room, an internal door connecting OTF office space to offices rented by other firms and entities was not only unlocked, but left wide open. The officials recognized that COVID-19 telework-at-home policies were obviously in place for OTF employees and likely prevented the nonprofit from getting settled in and up and running. But they still believe there was no justification for what appeared to be a reckless disregard for basic security measures. Well, there's a lot more to read there. This was by Susan Crabtree, White House National Political Correspondent, sent on to us by Dan Robinson. I mentioned earlier WRMI suddenly replaced one of our World of Radio airings with Radio Republica, although it still does not appear on their schedule, Sunday at 0300 on 5800. And we had recently lost another broadcast on 5850 UT Saturday at 0130, as well as 5010. So Jeff White has kindly found some new times to compensate. They are UT Tuesday at 0330 on 5800 and UT Thursday at 0130 on 5850, also 5010. And we ran across another broadcast, thanks to Walt Somniv, who picked it up, UT Monday at 0230, not only on 7780, but 5800. Also, don't forget, a recently added new time on 7780, which is Saturday at 2300. Pays to be in touch with Medium Wave DX groups for short notices of DX tests. WCSZ 1070 in Sans Souci, South Carolina, ran a test, UT August 22nd between 04 and 05, including some Morse code IDs, which were easily heard here and over much of North America as far as Norway. Silent for almost a year on 1130, I'm again hearing KLEY in Wellington, Kansas, not far from Enid, but it's an open carrier, or almost so, with just barely audible modulation. And it may be running under 250 watts. The listed night power is only 1 watt. Speaking of 1 watt medium wave stations in IRCA, Dave Eichelman, N7NZH in Grants Pass, Oregon, says, looks like the fires have gotten to the Travis Air Force Base, California, TIS station on 1710, or they turned it off. I'm hearing the 1 watt KHMB in the clear for the first time since Travis came on the air. I'm about 350 miles north of KHMB, as in Half Moon Bay, California, so it is getting out at least to the north. On Radio Inc. via NRC DX News, Cumulus discontinues Westwood One News. It has notified all 900-plus Westwood One News affiliates the service would be shutting down August 30th due to extraordinary circumstances in the current marketplace, ceasing operations. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued August 24th. Geomagnetic field unsettled from August 29th to September 2nd, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3 on August 30th, otherwise 5 and 2 through September 19th. Solar flux peaking at 72 from September 4th to 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2049, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.